He's always looking to purchase missiles. You know, he's against. Listen, when you start a war, you got to know that you can win the war, right? You don't start a war against somebody that's 20 times your size and then hope that people give you some missiles.
All right. Ambassador John Bolton joins us now. President Trump's former national security advisor, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. What's he doing here, Ambassador, with Ukraine once again?
Well, I think it's very clear his sympathies are with Vladimir Putin and the Russians. The idea that somehow Ukraine started this war is total nonsense, and history will bear that out. I think it shows why, even though he said he could bring the war to a halt in 24 hours, he said that during the campaign, tried to get a ceasefire over the past weeks between Ukraine and Russia. Putin has ignored that, continuing his attacks as recently as this Sunday against civilian targets. And Trump still isn't prepared to blame him. I think Putin reads Trump as an easy mark, and he's getting what he wants. So Trump's trying to find a way to point at Zelensky and, of course, at Joe Biden, always a convenient target, when everybody who is looking at this objectively knows it's Russia that started the war.
You know, the Palm Sunday attack that you referenced was brutal on civilians, and it was documented in that 60 Minutes piece that aired last night, as well as the idea that Trump wanted to end this before Inauguration Day. And it's clear that the president watched that, wasn't happy with 60 Minutes by some of the stuff he put out. So I don't know if that informed his comments at all today. A, what do you think about that? And B, is there any chance of any kind of a ceasefire deal with this as the backdrop?
Well, number one, it shows Trump doesn't understand what the First Amendment is, or if he does understand that, he thinks it should be ignored. And these are comments that that really his supporters in Congress, his Republican supporters, should be distancing themselves from. They should stand up and say, we don't like CBS either. We don't like 60 Minutes either. But they have a right to broadcast what they want. I think that Trump is distracted now. He's consumed by the tariffs. His guy Steve Witkoff is about to make, I think, potentially disastrous concessions to Iran. So I think Ukraine's on the back burner, and Vladimir Putin is perfectly content to leave it there.
I want you to talk more about what you think those disastrous concessions might be and what have you. Let me play a quick clip from the Oval and the president on Iran and this idea that, you know, he's going to make some sort of a quick decision. But here's part of the exchange with the reporter.
You said yesterday that you're making a decision on Iran very quickly.
Yes.
What do you mean by that? Is that a decision to strike Iran?
Well, they solve their problem very quickly. Iran wants to deal with us, but they don't know how. They really don't know how. And these are radicalized people, and they cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Does that include a potential strike on Iranian nuclear facilities?
Of course it does.
Okay, more on that. You're worried about Witkoff, Ambassador?
Well, there are two possibilities here. This really goes back to a letter that Trump said the Supreme Leader in Iran some weeks back, 6 or 7 weeks back. If this is an ultimatum, meaning give up your nuclear weapons and do it now or face potential military action by Israel and the United States, I'm perfectly fine with that. But if it's an invitation to negotiate, to go down the same road that successive U.S. administrations have in the past, all failing in their effort to stop Iran's nuclear program, then it's a big mistake. Steve Witkoff, the president's envoy, who had no experience in Russia, Ukraine, or anything like that, but is our Russia-Ukraine envoy, has no experience in Iran, nuclear weapons, international arms control, verification, or compliance, is now our chief negotiator with Iran. And on the basis of 45 minutes of direct conversation with the Iranian foreign ministry, has agreed to a second round of talks in Rome, which I like Muscat. I've been there in Oman. It's a nice place. Rome's an even nicer place. I don't like the look of that. And if this is an effort to have real negotiations, let's be clear, the Trump administration is following the Obama-Biden administration policy, not the Trump policy from the first term.
So you just don't think they should be talking at all?
Look, there is no evidence, and I mean no evidence, that Iran has made a strategic decision to give up nuclear weapons. Their word isn't worth the paper it's printed on. They've demonstrated this over the past 30 years. As I say, if it's an ultimatum to give up your nuclear weapons, I'm for it. It's unclear what Trump is up to at this point.
Thanks so much for watching. Just go to joinnn.com to find News Nation on your television provider. And don't forget to click the red subscribe button below to get more of News Nation's fact-driven, unbiased coverage.